Who was the most dominant team in pro football history? The 1972 Miami Dolphins? How about the 1948 Cleveland Browns? They were both undefeated champions of their respective leagues. Or maybe Lombardi's Packers. Or even the 85 Bears. Not so fast. There was a team in mainstream professional football that excelled beyond any of those mentioned above. My name's Darren Hayes, and I'm the author of a book, The World's Greatest Pro Gridiron Team, the 1903 Franklin All-Stars. And I'm proud to say that the Sports History Network is giving away a signed copy of this book to a lucky winner in our latest giveaway, where you can sign up at sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways and get your name entered today. Good luck.
Today on the podcast, we have a great history lesson of the Washington Redskins franchise as they had a big event in their history, and we'll talk about it and more in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania. And we're in the middle of February, and it is cold here where the Pig Pen is. Hopefully it's much warmer where you are, and if not, that you are in some warm places and keeping yourself safe from all the dreaded things that are going on out there. Well, we want to take you away from that for just a few minutes of your day, each day, and we want to do that with our football history headlines, because there's nothing better to escape of all your life's problems and things like that with thinking about a little bit of football. So we'll go into some great football history, and we have some good ones here for February 13th's football history headlines. So let's get right at it. We'll start off February 13th, 1937. The Boston Redskins, yes, I said it right, the Boston Redskins receive approval from the NFL to move to Washington, D.C. to share baseball's Griffith Stadium with the Washington Senators of Major League Baseball's American League. The franchise started out in Boston as the Braves in 1932. But in July 5th, 1933, a Boston Globe article, franchise owner George Marshall announced publicly that he was changing the team's nickname to the Redskins to avoid confusion with the Boston Braves of the American baseball team. Yes, the Atlanta Braves were once the Boston Braves. Marshall, interesting enough, credited the name selection on his council that he named with Native American head coach Lone Star Dietz, as well as several players of Native American descent on the 1933 squad. It's speculated, though, that the motivation to change the moniker went further than that, as a financially devastating and poorly attended season in 1932. Marshall really abandoned the Braves' name in favor of the Redskins to try to find financial stability for his club. According to a piece on the Sports Team History website, the team moved their home field to Fenway Park, home of the Boston Red Sox baseball team, to further distance themselves from the Boston Braves and possibly rally fan support for the professional football team. After five frustrating seasons and poor support from the community and the press, Marshall asked for permission to move the team to the nation's capital. After the league's office approval, the franchise thrived in D.C., winning multiple championships as they played as the Washington Redskins from 1937 through 2019. In 2020, out of respect for degrading connotation of the Redskins' name with Native Americans, the franchise was referred to as the Washington Football Team, and all association by name and symbolism with the word Redskin was dropped from the franchise. February 13th, 2005, Aloha Stadium in Honolulu, Hawaii. There's a nice warm place. At the 2004 season's NFL Pro Bowl, the AFC team of All-Stars knocked off the NFC squad by the final score of 38-27. Legendary quarterback Peyton Manning, then with the Indianapolis Colts, was voted as the game's most valuable player. We're glad that you're enjoying these football history headlines and that you enjoy sports history. There's lots of great programs on the Sports History Network. And here's one of my partners on the Sports History Network to tell you about their show. And it's a good one.
Hello, sports fans. My name is Mark Mortier, and my show is called Yesterday Sports. My show mainly focuses on old school sports from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. I'm a member of the Pro Football Researchers Association and a sports historian. I have a podcast every other Tuesday, so come join us at the Sports History Network for a trip down memory lane.
It's a pretty good and interesting podcast I think you'd enjoy, so make sure as soon as you get done here with this podcast, you take a listen to that, because I think you will really enjoy it, as well as some of the other podcasts we have on the sportshistorynetwork.com. There's some good ones out there, and there's new ones coming on all the time. And if you're interested in starting a podcast about sports history, well, make sure you go to that sportshistorynetwork.com page, and there's a place there where you can sign up to talk to somebody about becoming your own podcast or blog or however else you want to express your sports history interests. So make sure you take advantage of that. I also want to take a time at this time to remind you of a programming note. We are doing about 3 to 4 times a week our football by numbers. We're going through every jersey number in the NFL, 0 all the way to 99, taking one number at a time, choosing some of those great legends that wore that number and talking about them just to give some tribute to them, and you know, maybe put together a little list of who we think the top players were, most substantial players that wore that number within the game of football for the NFL. And tomorrow, on February 14th edition, we're going to do your football history headlines just like we are today, talk about some birthdays of the day. Then we're going to go on. We have Oz Davis, who did number 2s with us a couple days ago. He is going to visit us again, and we're going to talk about the great number 3s. Another great discussion. We want you to join in with us. And if you see any numbers that we do miss, please contact me at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we're going to make it up on a future broadcast of all the players that we have missed, because there are tons of players out there, especially we're getting to some more popular numbers coming up here in the next few weeks. After Oz doing a number 3s, we have Dan Newman that's going to help us out with the number 4 discussion, and that's going to come probably middle of the week, say like Tuesday-ish. Maybe we'll run it Monday. I'll let you know. We also, you know, we're going to do a 5 show. We're probably doing solo, and then we have the 6s coming up, and we have Jeremy McFarlane from the Football's Family podcast help us on that. So there's some things to look forward to this week. And now let's get to our birthdays for this February 13th. Birthdays of our Hall of Famers. And February 13th, 1933 is where we're going to start. Poplar Bluff, Missouri. The great Southeast Missouri state tackle, Kenneth DeMunt, was born. Kenneth played for Southeast Missouri in the seasons of 1951 through 1954, and he was a two-way tackle for Missouri. The NFF tells of how teammates claimed that he roamed all over the field making tackles like a linebacker from his down position. Kenneth DeMunt received his great honor of being selected for inclusion in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1998. The New York Giants drafted DeMunt, but he joined the Marines instead of playing pro and ended up graduating from Quantico to become the captain of the Marine Corps. February 13th, 1972, Englewood, New Jersey. Reuben Brown, the big offensive tackle from Pittsburgh, arrived into this life. Originally a defensive tackle, his coaches taught him the ways of the offensive tackle as a freshman, and by the time his senior year rolled around, Reuben was a first-team All-American per the NFF's website. Brown also received honors as the Washington, D.C. Downtown Athletic Club's National Outstanding Lineman for 1994. The National Football Foundation selected Reuben Brown for entrance into the College Hall of Fame in the year 2015. Reuben was a 1995 NFL draft pick by the Buffalo Bills, and he spent 11 seasons in the NFL with both the Bills and the Chicago Bears. He was a 9-time Pro Bowl selection and was elected to the Bills' 50th anniversary team in 2009, and he was also a member of the 2006 Bears team that appeared in Super Bowl 41. February 13th, 1977, Rand, West Virginia. The lanky speedster of a wide receiver from Marshall was born, Randy Moss. Moss was a first-round pick by the Minnesota Vikings in 1998's NFL Draft. As a rookie, he caught 69 passes for 1,313 yards and led the NFL with 17 TDs per the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website. In 2003, he had his best year when he hauled in 111 catches for 1,632 yards. He later moved on to play with the Patriots, and all he did was set an NFL record with 23 touchdown pass receptions in 2007 when he teamed up with Tom Brady. He earned All-Pro honors four times and went to six Pro Bowls as he retired with 156 total TDs and 15,292 yards receiving. Randy Moss was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2018. Once again, we are so appreciative that you took the time to join us with these football history headlines and legends of birthdays today on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow. You know how to do. Hit that subscribe button. Go and do some likes for us. Give us a good rating on your podcast provider. Or you can visit us at the pigskindispatch.com/podcast. And we have all our podcasts there waiting for you to do some binge listening if you want to catch up on some ones you may have missed. Or maybe you want to revisit some of the ones you have heard and just for the enjoyment of time. Or maybe it helps you go to sleep at night. Whatever. We enjoy having you with us. You can also go to the sportshistorynetwork.com to find this podcast and many other great podcasts with some excellent hosts, just like the one you heard a little bit ago. And some of the folks are going to be on with us this week coming up to talk about some great football history, but there's some great sports history on their podcast all through the sportshistorynetwork.com, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.